This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello, good to be with you.
And you know, we got time to slip in just a couple of quick reminders here. We just got a check a week or so ago from Amazon.
Oh.
People say, why would Amazon send a radio station a check?
Yeah, why, Jim?
Because we are a member of their Amazon Smile Foundation, or their club, organization, whatever you'd want to call it. And that is so, so simple. You can start at our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and click on the Amazon Smile logo. Or if you just put Amazon Smile in any search engine you want, you'll get the same place. And very simply, Amazon asks you, what charity do you want to support? And all we ask is that you put in three words, Catholic Radio Indy. That's all there is to it. You do it only one time, and then every time you buy anything on Amazon, forever, Catholic Radio gets a small percentage just like that. You never have to think about it again. You never have to do anything special again. It just happens. So this year, if you're going to be doing some last-minute Christmas shopping and doing it online and using Amazon, remember Amazon Smile and Catholic Radio Indy.
Yes, and it's interesting that you mentioned Christmas, because it's not too far away. And to get you in the Christmas spirit, we're actually going to be talking about Marion University's Performing Arts and their upcoming Christmas at Marion. And here to talk about this is our guest, Kathy Spangler. Did I get that right?
That's it.
And she's the chair of the Performing Arts Department at Marion University. So welcome to Faith in Action, Kathy.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Well, okay, I'm going to ask you this big question. What is performing arts in general? What's that really referring to? What does that include?
Well, the performing arts are arts where students have an opportunity to be interactive, a chance for them to be creative and expressive in their own way. And for us at Marion, that involves dance, theater, singing, or playing instruments in the band. So all of our choirs, all of our bands, the dance and the theater department are all within the performing arts.
Okay. Now, what's your background in music? We talked a little bit about that before we got started. Obviously, you're a teacher, but give us a little bit about your background and maybe how you got interested in music.
Well, my family is very musical. My grandmother was a music teacher and a church choir director and the organist. So I started pretty early taking piano lessons and singing in the church choir. And then I started playing saxophone when I was in middle school.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I did a lot of that through school, and I was in the band in high school. And then I went
to Center Grove, you said.
Correct, I went to Center Grove.
They have a good band program down there.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I learned a
lot. They're one of the better ones.
Mm-hmm. Definitely enjoyed my time there. And then I spent time at Butler University for my undergrad and my master's degree. And then I started teaching. So I've been teaching for 22 years as a band director. And that's what I do at Marion. So I'm the chair of the department as well as the director of bands. And I teach music education courses as well.
So what's a day in the life as the chair of the performing arts look like? What's that look like?
Well, I do a lot of email replying, a lot of meetings. But what I enjoy the most is my interaction with students. Obviously, I do some administrative things as the chair, but my favorite part of my day is when I get to interact with students. So I conduct the marching band as well as the concert bands, and then I spend my time working with pre-service teachers. And that's really what I enjoy the most, being able to work with those guys.
So we are going to be talking about Christmas at Marion, but I got to ask you about the marching band, because before we got started here, I said I didn't realize that Marion University had a marching band, and that's kind of a, I guess, within the history of Marion, that's kind of a newer thing. Talk about that just briefly.
Yeah, and actually there was a marching band at Marion many years ago in the 60s.
Okay, I didn't know that.
They had a small drum and bugle corps.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, so that eventually faded away, and then in 2009, 2008, when they started a football team, they revived the marching band. So we've been around for about 10 years doing marching band. We perform at all our home football games. We've performed for Music for All, Bands of America at Lucas Oil Stadium several times. We've done a couple exhibition at high school contests and football games as well.
Now, a big performing arts event that has just wrapped up is the big production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Did I say that right?
That's it, yeah.
So how'd that go, and what I've never seen that, but I hear it's great.
It's a really fun show. There were a lot of students involved. We had some younger elementary school students who came and were also involved in the program. Our theater director, Ben Tebby, does a fantastic job working with the students. Hopefully you had an opportunity to see it. If not, make sure you come out next fall and see the musical we do again then.
So now, do you have like a band / orchestra that accompanies that? Is that how it works? And I'm sure you're involved with that. How does that work? I mean,
well, we do. Unfortunately, this year it was challenging because of the timing of the musical versus football games.
Mm-hmm.
So our football team is in the playoffs, and the musical and the football playoff overlapped. So we weren't able to have as many instrumental students involved in the theater production because we were doing marching band for the football game. However, yes, we do generally have students who play in the pit and help out with the musical.
So how many students overall, I don't know if I gave you this question before, but just generally, how many students are involved in performing arts at Marion, like in all the various things? I mean, you can kind of just calculate it in your head, you know?
Let's see, between theater and all the choirs and the bands, we probably have close to 200 students who come through the doors every day.
That's a lot. I don't even know what the student body is, roughly. Like, what is the student body roughly there?
About 2,000 undergrad students.
Okay, so wow, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of things do you think, like, students take away from being involved in performing arts?
I think that performing arts...
How does it help them grow, like, as a person, or just develop?
I think it gives students an opportunity to be expressive in their own creative and unique way. You know, we get really focused in academics, and which we need to do, but it's a nice outlet, you know, that you can come and you can sing in the choir, or you can play in the band, or you can, you know, be a different character in a theater production, and, you know, a way for them to work collaboratively with their peers.
Sure.
You know, and
make some good friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, because, you know, when you're in, you know, I've been in band and different productions, and just when you're involved with other people musically, it's a different kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
that you make a bond, you
absolutely
know?
Yeah, and one really great thing about our department is it's not really competitive at all. It's really family oriented, you know, and they work together and they help each other out and they spend a lot of time together.
That's a really good point, because I know that there are some music programs where it is very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone doesn't get to do it.
Right.
Everyone doesn't get to participate, and there is kind of more of that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, school's stressful enough, you know,
right.
And all the other, you know, things that people are doing, work and all that. And then, you know, it's kind of a place where they can go and they can actually be themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, enjoy the music, learn the music,
yeah,
practice the music, have fun, perform the music, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we kind of take pride in that. You know, our department is very open and welcoming, you know, and everybody feels comfortable in a safe space.
And how do you decide to pick your music? Oh, you know what? I want to go ahead and reintroduce you, because just in case people are just driving by and they just turned on, they don't know who. We're like, who is she talking with? We're talking with Kathy Spangler. She is the chair of the Performing Arts Department at Marion University. And we're going to be talking about Christmas at Marion here. We're going to do that after the break in just a second. All right. Oh, I know what I asked. I asked about the how do you go about picking the music selections, and
mm-hmm.
and not just for the Christmas concert, but for, you know, throughout the year, like, how do you pick the music, and what's the process involved in that?
That's a really fun process for me. That, you know, that's my opportunity to be creative and you know, work through the project in that way. So we take into account, for marching band, for example, our audience. Most of our audience is a football audience, is mm-hmm. a football crowd. But then we also have to consider our students who are going to be practicing and performing this music for, in some cases, several months. You know, so we try to choose things that are going to be entertaining and engaging for the audience, but then things that are going to also be challenging and entertaining for the students as well. So, for example, this year we did a mashup of Bohemian Rhapsody and Rhapsody in Blue, and then Dream On from Aerosmith. So
I always think that's so wild when I hear, you know, popular or previously popular songs,
right.
that, and then you hear a marching band perform that. It's just, it's mm-hmm. so wild.
Yeah.
So are there actual marching band, I guess, composers that Reese Wizzle, for lack of a better word, the music for
arrangements.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah, certainly there are things that you can purchase that have already been arranged. But we're lucky to have a faculty member who is a great arranger. So
wow, that's nice.
Yeah, so Dr. Al Lilly, one of our music faculty members, does our arrangements. So it's really great because he's familiar with our students and, you know, our capabilities and what our audience is interested in. So
when you pick out music, is everything like coded, like advanced? Or, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you have to think about, you know, your band, mm-hmm. in terms of, there's so much going on in terms of what you have to think of when you're right. actually planning that out, because you want it to be interesting. But is there like, are they color coded, like the level? I mean, seriously.
Well, they are. If you buy, you know, music that's already written, so if I went to the music store and I want to buy, you know, an arrangement of Jingle Bells, there are difficulty levels. So in some cases, it's graded 1 to 6, 6 being the most challenging, 1 being simpler for maybe a beginning group. Mm-hmm. And then in other cases, you'll find it's listed as beginner or medium, medium advanced, advanced music. And yeah, you need to choose that based on the ability of your students.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the upcoming Christmas concert called Christmas at Marion. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Hello? Oh, Lord. Hi. How you been? Yeah. I'm sorry I haven't been picking up the phone lately. Yeah, I've been really busy doing, you know, school and work and church stuff. I know, Lord, yeah. Yeah, baptism, right. It's kind of like 24-7. I know, I'm really sorry about that. Yeah, I definitely still want to follow you. This is definitely something I want to do for life, yeah. Uh-huh. Reconciliation? That would be a good thing? Okay, well, I'm definitely going to do that. Soon? Yes, I'm going to do that today. Okay, I love you, Lord. I love you, too.
God's calling. Are you ready to answer? Just a reminder from your friends here at Catholic Radio Indy.
Hello.
We know it can be difficult to receive Catholic radio inside many buildings and homes and offices. But there's one radio that can do it, and do it very well. It costs just $35. We call it our small miracle radio. If you live in Indianapolis or within about 5 or 10 miles of Indy, this radio will work perfectly. It's great for anyone who wants to listen at home, in an office, or even a hospital room or a nursing home. This new generation Small Miracle Radio offers better reception and better sound quality than the earlier versions. There's no cost for this service, but you do need a Small Miracle Radio available for just $35 at your local Catholic bookstores, including the Celtic Cross at 86th and Ditch near Steinmark, Village Dove at 71st and Binford in the Avalon Crossing Shopping Center, and Creed Brothers in their new location at 536 East Market Street, downtown Indianapolis. They're great for personal use or to give someone who doesn't get out much anymore.
One of the easiest ways to support Catholic Radio is with Amazon Smile. If you ever buy anything on Amazon, first go to smile.amazon and register. Then select Catholic Radio Indy as your charity. Use all three words, Catholic Radio Indy. You only need to register once, then every time you buy anything on Amazon, we'll get a small percentage. It costs you nothing, and we really benefit. Try it. Smile.amazon, then Catholic Radio Indy.
A deadline, great expectations, daily pressure, occasional failure. When God is with you, feel free to say, bring it on. Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy urges you to support our underwriters. They help keep the station on the air 24/7.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio. And my guest today, who we've been talking with, is Kathy Spangler. She is the chair of the Performing Arts Department at Marion University. And I teased this as we got started talking about the Christmas at Marion. Well, that we're actually going to talk about that now. And that's coming up just right around the corner here, December 7th and 8th. So what exactly is Christmas at Marion? I don't know that much about it. So what? Tell me about it.
Christmas at Marion is our celebration that we do with the Performing Arts Department. Our bands and all of our choirs will collaborate together to celebrate on Saturday and Sunday, the 7th and the 8th.
So what? Tell me about the different choirs. And, I mean, do you have like a men's choir, a mixed choir, the bands? Tell me, give me the overview of all the different choirs or bands that are going to be performing at this.
For the concert, the wind ensemble will be performing, so that's our concert band.
Okay.
We'll also have the brass choir playing a little bit at the beginning of the concert, and then we'll have the night fusion choir, the university choir, and the sacred choir also performing. But what's going to be really cool is that it's all going to be collaborative. So a lot of what's happening, many of the choirs will be singing together as well as individually, and then also accompanied by the wind ensemble.
Wow, that sounds like, so there's a lot of different choirs. I had no idea, and ensembles, I guess, mm-hmm. whether it's music or you know, band music or choirs. So what are you looking forward to? Do you have like a certain, we'll go through the selections. Why don't we go through the selections and any exciting things that are happening? Because you just told me something at the break. There's something I was really surprised is happening.
Well, we're playing about 17 pieces of music between all of the groups. The concert will be about an hour and a half.
Okay, that's good to know.
So good length. One of the pieces that I'm really looking forward to is called Minor Alterations.
All right.
And this is a piece that the Wind Ensemble is performing. And it's about 10 or 11 Christmas carols, but presented in a minor key.
Oh, wow.
So they'll sound very different than anything that you've heard before. And it plays with your ear, so you have to listen for a minute to try to figure out what it is. So if you can imagine Jingle Bells in a minor key rather than a major key, it's sort of interesting. So that's a fun piece for us to play. But for the concert band, we're also doing some traditional Christmas music. We're playing Sleigh Ride.
Yeah.
You have to have Sleigh Ride at a Christmas concert. We're doing, the choir's doing something from Frozen, of course. And then we're doing some Christmas festival at the end, which will be a sing-along for the audience. We're doing a Holy Night. The choir is going to sing Silent Night in German.
Oh, neat.
Which will be very cool. New this year, we have some media that we're going to be displaying in the hall. So we'll have some video playing and some slideshows on the sides of the theater. We'll have snow coming down from the stage, which will be very cool for us. Also out in the lobby, we're excited to have back Misfit, our live reindeer. Silly Safaris brings a live reindeer, and we have her in the lobby before the show for an hour. So you can come in, and you can pet Misfit, you can get your picture taken with her, and it's very fun to meet a live reindeer.
Well, that's definitely a... That's not what people will be expecting, unless they were there last year, right?
Right.
Happened to see it last
year.
But I wouldn't necessarily put those two things together, but I'm sure it's a certain way to draw people out.
Is the program mostly for adults, or it sounds like maybe kids would enjoy it too?
Absolutely. We try to program music that everyone will enjoy. So we have some traditional literature. We're playing the Holst second suite for the band, which the adults would enjoy. But having some things from Frozen that kids will enjoy. Sleigh Ride is always fun for everybody. We're doing, I think the choir is doing a pentatonics medley.
Ooh,
that's very fun that people will enjoy. So yeah, definitely all ages would be appropriate to bring to the concert, especially come an hour early because the kids always like meeting the reindeer.
So talk about the venue. Where does this take place? I don't think I've been to Marion for a performing arts event yet. So
yeah.
I'm going to have to come out.
Definitely should come check it out. The concert will be in the theater, the Marion University Theater, which is on the north side of campus in Marion Hall.
Okay.
Is it new, old?
How long has it been there?
Marion Hall is one of the oldest buildings on campus.
Okay.
So it's been there for a
while.
An
oldie but a goodie, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a nice theater. It works well for this. It's very cozy. So it should be a lot of fun.
Just sized right that there's no bad seats.
Correct.
No matter where you sit, you're feeling right up front and part of the performance.
That's correct. It holds about 500 people.
Oh, okay.
And the seats for this concert are reserved, so you'll want to go online and reserve your seats
So while, since you mentioned that, why don't you tell people where they can go to buy tickets?
Yeah, if you go to our website, if you go to marion.edu/music, scroll down to the bottom of the page and look at the events. If you click on Christmas at Marion, you can reserve your seats online. It's $10 for adults, $5 for senior citizens and children. And then any faculty, staff, or Marion student is free admission. However, they still need to reserve a ticket.
Okay, so what's involved in the practices? Like, how often do you practice if you're in one of these performing arts, maybe just for this concert, but just in general, how much practicing is involved, and what kind of costumes do they have? Like a certain, does every band have their own, you know,
uniform.
Specific
uniforms, yeah.
and or will there be embellishments, I guess, during the, you know, yeah. this concert?
Well, for this concert, for the Christmas concert, it's a little more on the formal side. So the wind ensemble will be wearing concert black and mm-hmm. tuxes, and the choirs,
nice.
Yeah, they look really nice. The choirs will also be wearing concert black. However, I think they have some red ties and red scarves that they're going to be doing in addition to that. The theater will be decorated, you know, with Christmas trees and poinsettias and the snow. So it'll be a really inviting Christmas atmosphere. You know, for the rest of the bands, obviously we have the marching band and, you know, their uniforms. So we rehearse 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the bands. The choirs rehearse 2 nights a week, but for an additional hour. So it's really about 6 hours a week of rehearsal.
So is the band, so if you are in the band program or in the choir program, is that an academic class or is that a club outside? Because, you know, some places are structured differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are co-curricular, so it is a course that they actually register for and receive credit.
Okay, all right. Now, I know you mentioned the song that you're interested in, but overall with the entire event, what do you look forward to, or what do you enjoy the most about an event like this? This isn't your first Christmas concert. You've been there, what, 3 years now?
So this is my third year, Mary,
okay.
Yes.
So you've had two under your belt for this particular venue.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy about this? I'm sure there's so many things going on too, you know?
Yeah, it's a big day. I, you know, what I'm looking forward to about this one is the level of collaboration that we have this year. In the past, we haven't been able to collaborate between the groups as much as we are this year. We have a new choral director, Taryn Cooper, who's been really fantastic in working with me and being able to combine a lot of numbers to where that the wind ensemble can accompany the choirs and we can, you know, do a lot together. But during the concert, I really have fun conducting these pieces of music because everybody likes Christmas music. You know,
mm-hmm.
it puts you in a good mood.
It's so true.
It's really fun music to play, and it's really fun music to watch people listen to. So I really enjoy the look on their faces as they're performing and as they're enjoying. I can't really see the audience because they're behind me.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, like, are you conducting like every single one? You are.
I am conducting, yes. Other than the acapella
pieces. You got a mirror,
pieces,
put a
yeah.
mirror up here. It might be distracting for you.
Right,
kind
yeah.
of conducting here.
No, but I don't, yeah, I don't get to see the audience too much, but I do enjoy watching the students play because you can see the excitement and the fun that they're having.
So did you, now this is maybe a funny question, but did you learn how to conduct, or does everyone just kind of learn how to do it on the fly? I mean, I don't know. I'm curious.
Yeah, no, you take classes. I took conducting classes in college. And then obviously you get better with practice. You know, there's no substitute for standing in front of a group
and
actually doing it. Yeah,
that's one of those things that everybody thinks they can do, probably.
Right, until you stand in front of a group.
And I'm sure if I were to stand there and wave my arms around with what I think is good timing or the proper cues, it would be a little disastrous.
Well, I think if you look at conductors, they all have their own style, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously they're all keeping time, which is probably the most important thing, and then obviously following the music. So how do you go about then picking the venues? I mean, do you mix it? I mean, not the venue, but the selections. Do you say, okay, I want to have this many sacred pieces, this many? I mean, do you try to like mm-hmm. mix it up? This many popular.
We do.
Can you give us some more information about which songs we're gonna? You said 17 songs, right?
Oh gosh,
you said Sleigh Ride. What else are they gonna hear? I wanna hear the lineup.
Okay, let's see if I can think of them off the top of my head.
You don't have to give us everyone,
yeah.
but just give us
okay,
some more
for, so
teasers
for the,
here.
For the band, you know, we're playing a couple of pieces that are independent of the choir. So we're doing the fourth movement of the whole second suite, and the reason we're playing that is because interlaced within that is Greensleeves. All right. As you're listening, you'll hear green sleeves come through, which is really cool.
That is.
And then minor alterations, which we already talked about. We're doing Most Wonderful Time of the Year, which is a really fun jazz waltz.
Definitely. So do you have a jazz ensemble in there?
We do. They're not performing at the concert, this concert, but we do have a jazz ensemble and a jazz combo that'll be performing independently at a different concert.
Okay, but that is kind of more of a jazzy song.
Oh, you know? Yeah. This is a jazz waltz. It's a really fun arrangement. That we're doing. Let's see. We're also doing Sleigh Ride. We'll be doing some selections from the Polar Express with the choir. The choir will be singing that. We Need a Little Christmas from the musical MAME.
These are really great songs, too.
Yeah, some really fun stuff. We're doing Christmas at Broadway, so we're doing some Broadway tunes. With the choir.
And the audience does get to sing along at some point. Do we get to sing
along?
Yes.
At the end of the show, so we're ending it with Leroy Anderson's A Christmas Festival. Mm-hmm. And the band and all of the choirs, so about 60 to 70 choral students will be singing, and hopefully the whole audience will sing along. We'll project the lyrics up onto the screen so everybody can sing. That's a really fun moment, too, because everybody in the entire theater then is participating. And it's a pretty cool energy that's in the room. And then we're going to finish up with a really fun gospel tune after that.
Ah.
So hopefully everybody will be excited as they're leaving.
That's always good to leave on a big number where mm-hmm. it was exciting and fun. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So bring your tambourines if you want to play along at the end.
So now there's a reindeer. There's going to be a reindeer there. But what about Santa? Does Santa make any appearances? sometimes Santa comes out, sometimes not.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
You have to wait and see.
I
okay.
haven't really heard at this moment if Santa's going to be there or not, but I do know he's sending a reindeer at the very least.
Well, I know kids are always, you know, want to know if Santa's going to be there, mm-hmm. and sometimes you just have to wait and see, right?
That's okay. Right.
Now, what about price point for tickets? What give us that?
$10 for adults, $5 for children and senior citizens, and then all Marion faculty, staff, and students are free.
Okay, and if you're if by chance you're listening to this December 7th, the morning of, because it's broadcast three times this week, can you walk up and get tickets or
yep.
ideally get them in advance?
Yeah, I think that if you can buy them in advance, if you can go online and purchase them, that's better because it is reserved seating. However, you can buy them at the box office the night or the day of the show.
Okay, now if you could give the webpage again, just where people can go online and get tickets.
Yeah, we want to go to marion.edu/music and then scroll down to events at the bottom of the page.
So we've been talking about Christmas at Marion, and our guest has been Kathy Spangler. She is the chair of the Performing Arts Department at Marion University. Thanks for being our guest. And maybe one more time, give us the webpage.
It's marion.edu/music. And thank you very much for having me here. I appreciate it.
Well, God bless you and in your ministry there.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.